if something is happening to you and it doesn't make logical sense, right? If something is happening to me and it's coming to me in images, or it's coming to me in a sensation, or it's coming to me as a vibe, right? If that doesn't make sense, there's nothing to do but to internalize it or dissociate from it, right? And if I don't have the ability to either fight or flee from this thing, I will freeze and dissociate from it. That makes sense as the trauma is happening to me, right? But what happens if that trauma happened to me when I'm 5, or the trauma happened to me before I'm in gestation, right? The trauma happened to my mama's nervous system or my mother's nervous system. And so I'm floating around in that hyper levels of cortisol, the hyper levels of norepinephrine, like all of those things are floating around. So by the time I become a baby, or by the time I get born, I've had all of these kind of chemicals and sensations that my nervous system can't process. So then when I'm born, and I'm trying to operate in the world, and I'm starting to begin to get these notions and experience these things, and there's nobody telling me, no, this is what it is, and this is how it is, because the people before me don't know what it was.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So now my little nervous system is trying to manage that, and that is not even to account for if other traumas are currently happening to me personally.
Right.
Right? It's like the soup. I'm born into this soup, and then I come out, and then something happens to me to add to the soup, right? And so now I'm sitting here, and the weight of it is unexplainable. Nobody's explained it to me. I don't even know who I go to. I go to my minister. My minister doesn't know how to talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. I go to my wife. My wife doesn't know how to talk to me about it. I go to a therapist, they don't know how to talk to me about it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's ravaging my body.
Yeah.
Right? It's ravaging my body. And so one of the things that happens is to get from underneath that energy and that pressure, I better smoke some weed. Mm-hmm. I better drink some alcohol. I better shoot something up, right? Because otherwise I can't make it, right? Mm-hmm. And so part of what I talk about is what's fueling the addiction, right? And if we can't get and help people explain not just the personal pieces, but also the historical pieces and what might have gotten passed down, not because my parents weren't smart, but because they didn't know what this was, because it's been decontextualized for such a long time. And so part of what I really try and do, especially with regard to addiction, is to help people understand you're not defective.
Right.
You're not defective. Something happened to you. Something has happened to your people. Mm-hmm. And there has to be something to confront that. And you've been trying to carry it all by yourself. And what I want to say to you is this: you're not defective. You don't have to carry it all by yourself. And some of what you're trying to carry by yourself is not supposed to be carried by you, because it just didn't happen to you. It happened to your people. Mm-hmm. So you trying to carry the load of some personally to something that happened to your people.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Go
to killabycenter.com, Radical Recovery Summit. For access to the interviews, you can watch them free online, or you could purchase an all-access pass. KillabyCenter.com